Well, in addition to Egypt, the next president of the United States will also face a series of other foreign policy challenges, from Afghanistan, where two more U.S. service members were killed today, to Iraq, where the effort to retake the city of Mosul from ISIS continues, to North Korea, which retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis told us recently is the biggest foreign policy challenge. Yesterday, I asked former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel if he agreed.
Well, I'm not sure I'd make that the biggest challenge, but I think any time a nation is at war, and we are at war, by the way, we have boots on the ground in about five countries that are in hostile action right now, including Afghanistan. That's got to be a priority for a president of the United States. Anytime your country is involved in shooting wars and you have casualties, and we are taking casualties, I mean, that seems to me the first priority. North Korea is a priority. It's an important priority, but it's certainly the Middle East. China's behavior and activities in the East and South China Sea, it's our economy, it's trade. It's putting a Congress hopefully together that works with a president to actually start governing. We haven't governed in this country for a long time. We didn't even pass an appropriations bill this year, which is astounding to me. We haven't passed budgets in years. When I got to the Senate 20 years ago, those were just responsibilities and things you did because you were there for a higher purpose, was to help govern. And you compromised and you worked with people. We've allowed politics to get personal, and we vilify each other, and we've got to stop that. But the foreign policy challenges are immense, and they are interconnected, and the president is not going to have any time on this, the new president. They're going to have to get right into it.
Former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel speaking with us yesterday. You can hear more of our interview at hereandnow.org.